where you knew everybody and everybody knew you, and it's grown and sprawled until our joint population with Alcoa is something like 50,000.
What are the principal sections of Maryville, the principal, you know, parts of the...
Originally, the town was over where you first come in. I don't know how you came.
From Knoxville out the Alcoa Highway.
Uh-huh. Well, you missed it. The principal, the original section, was over where the railroad tracks are. Then by the time I was growing up, that was known as Little Town. Now when my parents were growing up, the train came in over there and that was the end of the line, and there was a turntable, and my dad and all the little boys got out and turned the train around so it could go back to Knoxville. And then Maryville moved eastward, moved westward across the ridge. You see, we're on three ridges and they're all on Pistol Creek. Pistol Creek just all over the place. I can give you a map if you would like.
I understand it. So if I just kind of twist around like...
Yeah, uh-huh. And several years ago when they were repaving what we used to call Main Street and now call Broadway, and which has, I guess about 15 years ago, they did this renovation and curving Broadway and all this bit and put the Palisades in. And the big joke was, you know, the Indians are going to attack Fort Loudoun. We're getting ready for them, hoping to attract business back downtown and away from the shopping centers, which it has not done. And then we moved to the shopping centers, and then now this particular subdivision was platted in 1918 or 19, but it wasn't built in until the 60s.
That was quite a
uh-huh.
Span
then. Right.
What is this particular subdivision called?
This is Westwood.
What are some of the other residential subdivisions like Westwood?
The oldest one, I guess, well, the oldest one is Eagleton Village, which was built to house Oak Ridge workers during the war. They commuted from here to Oak Ridge. And, well, the oldest one is Alcoa, because the whole town was built by the company for its workers, and it did not open up for private ownership until after the war. World War II, and
Maryville and Alcoa, is that kind of like one town almost?
The city limit signs are on the same post, but Alcoa had no business except a dry cleaner and a grocery store until it was opened and they sold the company houses to the people that wanted them. It was built for the workers, and they had